And that was the Texas Horns and their cover of the Beatles classic, I Want You, She's So Heavy, featuring Johnny Mueller on the guitar. And before that, we heard the title track to their new CD out on Blue Heart Records. It's called Everybody Let's Roll, and that tune featured Carolyn Wonderland and Anson Funderburg. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha on Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history now and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. And we'll start with the births and deaths from the today on through the rest of the week, today being the 28th of August. And we have a birthday for James Wheeler, a guitarist, longtime for Mississippi Heat, born 1937 in Albany, Georgia. Another guitarist, Chris Beard, a Northern blues recording artist, born 1957 in Rochester, New York. It's also Michael Jackson's birthday today, born 1958 in Gary, Indiana. Charlie Parker, that's tomorrow, actually. I moved to the 29th right away there. Charlie Parker as well, born 1920 in Kansas City, Kansas. Dinah Washington's birthday on the 29th, born 1924 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And the 29th marks the passing of David Honeyboy Edwards back in 2011. Charlie Feathers also passed on this date back in 1998. He was 66 years old. Jimmy Reed also passed on this day in 1976. He was 50 years old. And cartoonist, we're moving to the 30th now. Cartoonist Robert Crumb, born 1943 down in, Philadelphia, I guess, yeah. And today, the 30th marks the passing of Philly Joe Jones, a classic drummer. Passed in 1985. He was 62 years old. On the 31st of August, we have birthday for, Joanna Connor, great guitar player, born 1962 in Brooklyn, New York. Van Morrison's birthday as well, born 1945 in Belfast. Bobby Parker's birthday, born 1937 in Lafayette, Louisiana. And Chris Whiteley, born 1960 down in Houston, Texas. And the 31st marks the passing of one of the great singers as well. Jesse Fortune passed in 2009 at the age of 79. And Lionel Hampton passed in 2002 at the age of 94. On the 1st of September, we have a birthday for Archie Bell. Remember Archie Bell and the Drells? Tighten up. Born in 1944 in Henderson, Texas. Little Axe, a real name Skip McDonald. Skip is probably not his real name either. Born in 1949 in Dayton, Ohio. Johnny Moore, the vocalist, born 1940 in West Point, Mississippi. Pianist or harmonicist Henry Strong, born 1928 in West Memphis, Arkansas. Conway Twitty, born 1933 in Friars Point, Mississippi. And the 1st of September marks the passing of a couple of artists as well. We had Rafael Neal, patriarch of the Neal clan, passed in 2004. He was 68 years old. And Jerry Reed, guitar player and actor, he passed in, where's the date on this one? 2008, he was 71 years old. I seem to have lost my mouse here from my computer. There we go. Ethel Waters also passed on that date in 1977. She was 80 years old. Moving to the 2nd of September, birthday for Booker T, born 1914 in Memphis, Tennessee. Organist Billy Preston, born 1946 in Houston, Texas. Pianist Horace Silver, born 1928 in Norwalk, Connecticut. And the 2nd marks the passing of guitarist Willie Kaisart, who played on Rocket 88, among others. Passed in 1998 down in Dallas, Texas. Moving to the 3rd birthday for Charlie Booker, Sun recording artist, born 1919 in Quiver River, Mississippi. The 3rd is also the birthday of one of the great guitarists, one of the kings, Freddie King, born 1934 in Gilmer, Texas. Memphis Slim, born 1915 in Memphis, Tennessee. Terrence Simeon, born 1965 in Eunice, Louisiana. And a few people who passed on the 3rd as well. Joe Jones, Philly Joe Jones, that we just mentioned, passed in 74. Passed in 1985, I should say, at the age of 74. Brewer Phillips, who played with Hound Dog Taylor, passed in 1999. He was 65 years old. And Al Wilson from Cant Heat passed in 1970. He was one of the group of 27. And either suicide or drug overdose, it wasn't determined, and leaves him one of the group of 27, which is Hendrix, Joplin, Jim Morrison. He was not only a founding member of Cant Heat, but he also retaught Son House how to play his own songs. Future Blues was the last album with Canned Heat, and the cover art showing an upside-down U.S. flag being planted on the moon was too controversial for some stores like Kmart, Sears, and Woolworths, and they refused to carry that album at the time. Let's see, a few other items from this week. Let's see, on the 28th of August in 1935, Buddy Moss, along with Josh White, recorded You've Got to Give Me Some of It. It was on the 28th of August, 1963, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his famous I Have a Dream speech before a crowd of about 250,000 people in front of the Lincoln Memorial. 29th of August, 1922, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings recorded Livery Stable Blues. Did that for the Jeanette label. 30th of August, 1922, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings recorded Tiger Rag, one of the most popular ragtime jazz tunes ever. It also was released on the Jeanette label. Also, the 30th of August, 1966, John Lee Hooker was in the Bluesway recording studios in New York City. He was recording with Muddy Waters' band that had Otis Spann and Muddy Waters and Sammy Lawhorn and Luther Johnson and Mac Arnold and Francis Clay. The recording was released as being live at the Cafe Ogogo, but it was in fact a studio recording. And inspired by Hooker's Cafe Ogogo album, Bluesway invited Spann to come in and record his own 1966 solo album as well, The Blues Is Where It's At, which was also recorded in front of a live studio audience backed by Muddy Waters' band. 31st of August, 1950, Louis Armstrong recorded the song That's What the Man Said, and he did that for Decca Records. It was in 1966, on the 31st of August, that Junior Wells cut his first single for the Bright Star label in Chicago. It was Up in Here and Junior's Groove. 1st of September, 1995, jazz giant Louis Armstrong was honored on a U.S. postage stamp. And that was the start of sales for the new stamp, was celebrated with the Jazz Festival in New Orleans, featuring Wynton Marsalis, Al Hurt, Doc Cheatham, and many others. Let's see. It was in 1963, on the 1st of September, that Stax Records single Walking the Dog by Rufus Thomas was released. 1966, on the 2nd of September, J.B. Lenore recorded a dozen tunes with Willie Dixon and Fred Bello. They were later released on John Mayall's Crusade Records. 3rd of September, you might recognize that one, is right from the opening line of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. That was the day my daddy died. let's see, also in 1955, Billboard reported that the independent record manufacturers were continuing to expand at an unprecedented rate. They had taken in $20 million the previous year. Also, 3rd of September, 1963, Sonny Boy Williamson entered Chess Studios with Jarrett Gibson, Donald Hawkins, Lafayette Leak, Buddy Guy, Jack Myers, and Clifton James, and they recorded Decoration Day and Trying to Get Back on My Feet, and they did that for Chess subsidiary, the Checker label. Let's commemorate these events with some music, and we'll start it off here with Buddy Moss. Let's go back to 1935, and here he is with Josh White, and You Got to Give Me Some of It. Don't tell nobody there.
once upon a time, told me if I'd be yours, darling, that you should be mine. But that's all right. I know you love me, darling, but that's all right. But every night that I want a darling, darling, who loving you tonight? I don't mind a camera, don't wanna wet no more, but that's alright. I know they love me, darling, but that's alright. Every now and then I wonder, darling, who loving you tonight? Welcome to baby, you know, change your mind. Give you all my money, trying your best, putting me down, but that's all right. I know you didn't love me, darling, but that's all right. But every night, then I wanna, darling, who loving you tonight?
are listening to Montreal's emerging indie folk gem, Bells Larson. Bells will be playing at the Diving Bells Social Club on September 9th to celebrate the release of his debut album, Good Grief, which explores themes of young love, lost love, and queer love. Join in for a beautiful evening of song and storytelling from Bells and support act Eve Parker Finley. Buy your tickets for September 9th at blueskiesturnblack.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
She went cha-cha-cha as she walked out the door with him.
Hey, this is Hitman from the Hitman Blues Band. And you are listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT FM.
The thing I'm going to do called I'm Bad, like Jesse Jane. Jesse Jane, I'm so mad, I'm so mad, I'm gonna run you this morning. I got three boys, do my dirty way. Now you don't see me, I'm the big boss. The pain all after they take care of you in their own way. They may shoot you, they may cut you, they may drown you. I just don't know. I don't care. Longer they take care of you in their own way. I'm so mad, I'm bad this morning, like Jesse Jane. They gonna take you right down by the riverside. Now four is going down, but three coming back. You read between lines what's gonna happen to you. Cause I'm mad, I'm bad.
just a dream. They're gonna tie your hands, they're gonna tie your feet, they're gonna gag your throat where you can't holler on. And crying won't help you none. Sank you in the water. Yeah, the bubble's coming up.
Thank you. will separate this way. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. I'm gonna let you go head on now, baby. Pray that you come back home someday.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
And that was Lil Axe and Midnight Dream from Putumayo Presents Blues Lounge. Before that, Joanna Connor and Never Been Rocked Enough. I got that out of the Roof Records 20th anniversary. We heard from Freddie King and a classic Reconsider Baby from the Texas Cannonball. Otis Spann and Diving Duck featured Muddy Waters Band, and that's from the Bluesway Recordings. We had John Lee Hooker from his Live at the Cafe Agogo, which was actually faked and it was a studio album, and I'm Bad Like Jesse James from 1966. We also had in there Memphis Slim, and that was Memphis Slim USA, a 1954 recording. We went to David Honeyboy Edwards from The Roots of Rhythm and Blues, a tribute to the Robert Johnson era, and that's all right. I'm not sure what year that was from. But we went back to 1935 for Buddy Moss, and You Got to Give Me Some of It. Let's see the events going on around town if you want to get out and catch something live. Well, tomorrow, La Fondation Bel Essor, Janine Souto, is going to be welcoming Lachi Doli to their big special event at the Centre Multifonctionnel de Saint-Lambert on Hoover Street. And it is it's a bit pricey. It's $75. But all the profits from the evening are going to help out with getting equipment for some special needs students. So it's all for a good cause. Tomorrow, also, let's see, coming up Thursday, Planète Gamelin has a little bit of Zydeco with the Winston Band, among others, playing at the Jardin Gamelin just outside Berry Metro. That's on Thursday. It starts at 5. On Friday, Best of Soul, Motown, and Jazz with Snooksta and Mary D at Le Balcon at 463 St. Catherine Street West. Also on Friday, Vintage Wine doing the rock and roll dance party back again at the Wheel Club over at 3373 Cavendish. On Friday also, Mish and the Blues Bastards in a trio form are going to be at the Théâtre Paradox in Villemard at 5959 Boulevard Monk. And on Saturday, let's see, another Soiree Soul, Motown, and Disco with Leanna White at the Balcon at 463 St. Catherine Street West. Also, Music in the Vines coming up at Van Cleek Hill Vineyard at 3725 Dandy, County Road 12 in Van Cleek Hill, Ontario. That's with Misha and the Blues Bastards. Let's see, in the moving bar scene now, we have at the Bistro Jojo. It's at 1627 Saint Denis, as if you didn't already know. It's Le Messe Jojo, of course, because it's Sunday night. And then tomorrow, Dwayne Dixon will be in. Tuesday, Mick Martel. Wednesday, Marc Fecteau. Thursday, you have Sabrina Lemieux Deauville doing the 59, followed by Joe Hell. Friday, Jean Derry does the 59, followed by Uncle Groove. And that's also the same thing on Saturday. And then on Sunday, André Dupré and Jean Miller do the 59, and then it's Le Messe Jojo after that. Let's see, Upstairs Bar coming up next week. Well, they have a big one that was kind of postponed from earlier this year during the Jazz Fest, I guess. But Thursday and Friday, the 1st and 2nd of September, they have Tuck and Patty in. Great, great guitarist and singer. It's going to be a great, great couple of shows. There are two shows per night. The Blues comes back next week with the Otis Ali Blues Band and Don Tyler as well. They also have coming up in October. I know it's a little early, but this is when you should get your ticket for something like this. Mike Stern Band. Mike doesn't get around here, but you know him from, of course, Miles Davis and many other recordings. With Lenny Stern as well, bringing his wife. They're both phenomenal guitar players. So it's a great show to catch. Brutopia at 1219 Crescent. It's open mic night, of course, but they also have coming up on Thursday, Steve Creep. Friday, Birds of Prey are in Friday and Saturday, so you can catch that. Barfly, it is Sunday night. They do their traditional Sunday bluegrass night, hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Moda V in the Old Montreal, right at the corner of St. Paul and St. Laurent. You get some blues there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Sundays from Dwayne Dixon. And then on Friday and or Saturday, Graham Chambers will bring you some blues as well. Let's see. Diaisons over on St. Denis Street, 4115A, has Kim Richardson Trio is back in again. And that's Kim with John Sadoway on the piano and Carl Soprana on the contrabass. Smoke Meat Pete, you go to his Facebook page and see if he has updated there, because I hadn't seen a new one up from it yet. But coming up on Friday, you'll have Steve Rowe, Red Blues Trio. So you can get in on that. House of Jazz up in Laval has coming up on, Friday. Dano Peace is going to be in there. And then on Saturday, Michelle Sweeney is in. That's at 1639 Boulevard de l'Avenir in Laval. There are, of course, now let's move on to the jam nights and open mics. Sundays, you have jam at Au Milieu, which is at 1251 Rue Robin, right down in the village area of Montreal. And you have also at Brotopia, 1219 Crescent Street, the Bar de Courcelles at 4685 Notre-Dame at the corner of de Courcelles. Ye Olde Orchard Pub and Grill in NDG at 5563 Monkland has open mic night as well, hosted by Bud Rice from 9 o'clock. Billy Buck also has her open mic night tonight, and they are at 3135 Masson. Tuesdays, Barfly has their open mic. It starts at 9:30, and you get your name on the list if you want to play, so pop in early. On Wednesdays, you have Duffy's Bar at 1060 Heron Road has an open jam, and I don't know who the host is going to be, but they do provide your back line, so you can get in on that. L'Orbit at 406 Notre Dame East also has theirs on Wednesday nights, and they do want you to look it up and get on the list ahead of time. So I will tell you right now, you can get the link from my posting when I put it up later on, which you can also get at the Montreal Blues Society's Facebook page as well. Barbière, La Brasserie La Barbière at 2137 Rosemont has their open mic on Wednesday as well. And so does Benelux Verdun at the Benelux Brasserie Artisanale at 4026 Wellington. Thursdays, of course, the Mariposa open mics are back on again, and I think he said it was already booked up. I'm not sure, but you can always try. Arrive by 6 p.m. They drop for names at 6:25, maximum 20 for performers, but I would check it on Facebook first and see that he's not already completely booked up already. He might be. Mayfair Tavern has their Blues and the Jam night on Thursdays as well, which is from 8:30 p.m. I think Kelly Watling may be hosting it. They are at 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois in Pointe-Claire. Let's see. The next one coming up at the Wheel Club, the open mic on a Thursday, is going to be on September the 8th, and that's hosted by Leo Lepore. Also now, here's Tous les Jeudis at 8 o'clock. Johnny Guitar hosts a jam at La Ripaille at 358 Rue Notre-Dame in Repentigny. And, of course, there is the one out in Alexandria at the Atlantic Pub and Eatery at 36 McDougall Street in Alexandria as well. Fridays, of course, you have the Big Blues Jam at the Brasserie Lunique at 805 Boulevard de Carry in Ville Saint-Laurent. And the host this week is going to be Big Boss Man and the Juke Jointers. And over the next few weeks, they will have Cat Elliott and Pat Loiselle and Better Days hosting the jams in there. Jam night at Insider's Cafe, which is at 4451 Saint-Denis Street, and it's Fridays from 7:30 till 9. Phoenix Friday Night Jams, and let's see, at the Restaurant Basile, the 72 St. Anne Street in St. Anne de Bellevue. And I noticed that Carlton Howard was hosting it last week. I don't know who will be hosting next week's. And Saturdays, there's an open mic at the Mayfair Tavern as well, 22 Avenue de la Baie de Valois, hosted by Graham Chambers and the boys. Let's see. There's also some swing dance nights, and they include sometimes some blues and some have live music. Sundays, you have Les Dimanches Swing at the Parc La Fontaine. Just look on the link to find where in the park it is, because I don't have an address for it. You have Swingin' Tuesdays with Studio 88 Swing at Chez Ernest at 6596 Rue Saint-Hubert. Also Tuesdays, the Mardi Rock and Roll with DJ Tony B. Good and École de Danse Jive Studio, that is at Les Enfants de Rock at 1550 Avenue Mont-Royal Est. And Thursdays, you have Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers. And they usually have another band coming in around 10 o'clock, too. They kick off around 7, and then they bring somebody else in to finish the night off at around 10 o'clock. So a lot of fun for everybody. That's about it for me, folks. I'm going to leave you here with a taste of Lachie Doly. You can catch him tomorrow night. He's going to be out at the Centre Multifonctionnel de Saint-Albert. And it's a bit pricey, like I said, but it's all for a great cause. So you can catch that. So here he is. This is from his album that he just put out in 2021. It is called the Studio 301 Sessions. And here he is with Give It, But You Just Can't Take It. Here's Lachie Doly. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night. Have it.
ever known someone who lives only for themselves? Your best friend went to stay, but if it doesn't, you live by yourself. Got to be right, you never be wrong, but if the facts they just don't get along, they get cut. Well, a huffing and puffing, and if ever I've had enough, I've got to pack it up. I got to quit and love. You can give it, but you just can't take. You can give it, but you just can't take. I got to pack it up. I got to quit and love. You can give it, but you just can't take. You can give it, but you just can't take. You can give it, but you just can't take. And the sisters and the mothers and all you fathers do. And what you put in is what you put out. And I tell you, baby, that's the truth. Don't expect for all the people you mistreat to not turn and give it back to you. That's life. What a roll of the dice, just a victim of your own device. I got to pack it up. I got to quit my love. You give it, but you just can't take. You can give it, but you just can't take. I got to pack it up. I got to quit my love. You can give it, but you just can't take. You can give it, but you just can't take. You can give it, but you just can't take.
Just can't take. I got to pack it up. Yeah, I got to quit my love. to Ill Groove Garden.
Take a breath in. Take a breath in.
90.3 FM.
And release that breath. Get ready. Get ready for the Ill Groove Garden. One, two, one, two. Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital ZIP, Stephen Ziplock Hennessy, with DJ Blaster, with Mystical Flex, and we are the Ill Groove Crew, and we are happy to say 25 years plus now. That's right, we had our anniversary last week down at Blue Dog. If you missed any minute of it, www.ckut.ca. We were on from 9 until 1 in the morning live from Blue Dog. Gotta pick up Blue Dog, all the people that came through to support. If you missed it, you could also catch that 25-year special edition T-shirt. That's right, we only printed 25 of them, and they're available for $25. So hit up ckut.ca. Let us know if you want one, man, a collector's item. First, we got to big up DJ Blaster. He's up first. You can check him each weekday at noon on Twitch. We got Mystical Flex, who's going to end it off. Man, he's always doing something live on the mix. His gumbo show is always super lovely, hitting us with that.